Matthew chapter 15. This morning we'll share a beautiful story, story of faith. In Matthew chapter 15 and verse 21, a Gentile shows her faith. Before we start, shall we bow our head and have a word of prayer? Dear Father in heaven, we are so thankful for this wonderful, wonderful gift of Jesus Christ. He died for our sin, and again and again, we come back to this very fact that without him, we are all doomed. We are all condemned, Lord. We just pray that today your Holy Spirit will speak to our heart and reveal this wonderful truth, the truth that we need in the very beginning, that without this truth, we are all go to hell, Lord. We just pray that you reveal this truth to those who are not yet saved. Save them in this very day. We pray in Lord Jesus' name. Amen. This is a wonderful story of faith. Probably all of you are very familiar with this story. Very short, I will read this story first, and then I'll share some of the thoughts that I got from this wonderful story. Matthew, book of Matthew, chapter 15 and verse 21. And then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples, that Jesus' disciples, came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cried out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs from which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. This is a miracle. But in the beginning, we find Lord Jesus went to a place that actually already a Gentile place. So in the verse 21, Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. This is in today's Lebanon. This is not Israel. So Jesus went there, also preached the gospel to those Jews. But here came a Gentile. So we notice the identity of this lady is a bit of different from all the other miracles in the Bible. She was a Gentile. So all of you are a Gentile, right? You are not Jew. So can Jew get the blessing? Yes, because they are sons and daughters of Abraham. Can Gentile? At that moment, when we read this story, we may doubt, right? So we need to explain a bit why Jesus has this arrangement, not answering her first, but heal the daughter later. But in the beginning, we know this woman, she was a Gentile, like you and me. And she has a great need. She had a great need. The need was her daughter was demon-possessed, which means she kind of at her end. She cannot find any help anywhere. So a bit of like you and me, as a sinner, we will taste the consequence of sin. And to an extent that we say to us, "Who can help me? I cannot find any help in this world until we meet Jesus." On that day, until this woman met with Jesus. So she cried out. So this cried out was a very simple prayer. So I can read it again. What's the whole content of her prayer? She said, "Have mercy on me," in verse 22. "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. What a beautiful prayer. She said, have mercy on me means I'm not deserved. Mercy means something you are not deserved, but you want it from the Lord, right? If you deserve, this is not mercy, this is a trade, right? So if you walk into want from the Lord, you say to the Lord, look at me, I helped a lot of people in the past week, and could you do me a favor and solve me this problem? This is not mercy and grace, this is trade. So we are not going to the Lord to boast our good deed, our merit. We are going to the Lord to ask mercy from him, right? This is the first point. The second point, he said, O Lord. O Lord means you are my master, right? Lord means you are the master, I am the servant. You are higher, way higher. Come here in my humble position. That's the meaning of O Lord. And the third point is, son of David. Well, she's a Gentile. Gentile means she has no background of Israel, right? So son of David, both, I think in English we can see the letter of son is in capital, right? Capital letter S, capital letter D means that's the very one promised in the Old Testament, which is the Messiah, right? We cannot say sons of David. David has had a lot of sons, right? Descendants. We were not talking about many. We are talking about the very one. The Lord promised to David will be the one, the savior to the Israel. So this lady, this woman, she knew the Old Testament. And she put herself into this promise as well. She said, son of David, she believed in the person, this very person before her, Jesus, was the Messiah, right? She believed that. So this kind of faith is even better than many Jews on those days. So here now she accepts him as the Lord. She came here in a humble position, not to boast her deed, and she believed Jesus was the Messiah. Perfect, right? And then she told Jesus her need. What's the need? Her daughter was demon-possessed. Short, concise, with faith. Well, and then you said, wow, this is such a great prayer. Why not answer her right away, right? And what's the response of Jesus? Look at verse 23. But he answered her not a word. He was silent. Sometimes when we think about the picture of a silent God, we may be scared, right? When God kept silent, it's not a picture that we want to see. Sometimes that will remind us when Pilate questioned Jesus, challenged Jesus, he was silent, right? When high priest condemned Jesus, he was silent. But this time, his silence is not bad. So, put this way, if I was that lady, when I prayed with my face and cried out, and Jesus was silent, would I continue? I may be frustrated, right? I may just leave. So if that lady left on that day, nothing would happen. So we know these several things. Firstly, when Jesus answered no word, he had his valid reason, right? We know that later on. Because this lady, she was not a Jew. She could not put her into the promise of Jew, right? But she could still enjoy God's grace. God is so gracious and God is so almighty. He has enough to give every one of us. We are waiting for our portion. That's the reason of silence, right? And we are waiting for our moment. That's the reason of silence, right? Just like a mom. The mom has 10 children, right? And when the mom handle this apples to the 10 children, the first one get apple, he's so happy. But the 10th cried out, "Mom, I need my portion." The mom will be silent. Why is that? Later will be your turn. So on that day, Jesus said no word in the first place. But unfortunately, the disciples misunderstood why Jesus was silent. They said, "Send her away, for she cried out after us." Well, we'll put it this way. If you are the lady, you are the mom, cried out, someone beside Jesus stopped you, and Jesus was silent, would you continue? Continue, pray? No, right? At least we know that this mom cried out at least twice, right? Because if she cried out only once and Jesus stopped, answered no word to her, and she left, the disciples will not say to Jesus, "Okay, stop her." Which means when disciples said those requests to Jesus, this lady already cried out for many times. And already for the disciples, they are annoyed. You can see the face. And the lady did not know the reason, right? So when we pray to the Lord, we pray to the Lord, "Lord, help me on this," and did not answer us for 10 days, would we continue? And do you know the reason? Not yet. But this lady didn't know the reason yet. So faith is built on your understanding of the nature of God. God is love. That's what her knew. Do you believe God is love? Do you believe that? Even your reasoning may say a lot of things to this God. Don't trust in him. No. No answer. Leave. You see his disciples. Disciples so mean. Leave. What should you say to yourself? He is love. I never doubt that. Amen? Never doubt that. So this lady, she kept crying out. And in verse 24, Lord Jesus answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus explained the reason here. He said his task this time was sent to the Israel to preach the gospel to the house of Israel. Well, that's true. And that's the reason why he did not answer. Well, we can think about this possibility. Let's see if it's not Jesus, not it's me. Okay. If the first time when I heard about that this lady cried out, if I knew that I cannot help her, because the task this time for me is to Jews, not to Gentile, why not I tell her to leave in the first place? Why Jesus just kept silent? Right? If Jesus really didn't want to help her, why not send her away in the first place? Why not? Jesus knew she can still have the grace. Jesus is waiting for her faith to show up. Why Jesus did not answer your prayer? Sometimes, not day one, not day two, not day three. Jesus has a more beautiful purpose in your life. Maybe test your faith, maybe others. Maybe he wants to give you better, right? You ask one, he wants to give you two. But here, when Jesus said this, in verse 25, then she came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. 24 and 25, these two verses, you cannot find any logic. If someone tell me, okay, I'm not here to help you, and I went to him and pray and worship him, and continue to say, help me, how come? This is not logical. So believing Jesus is not logical. It's faith. Why I say this? Because you always try to reason to yourself. It may take you 10 years, 20 years to believe. If you truly, finally can believe. Faith is based on his word. What he say? What he say just now? He said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's what he said, right? Okay, look at this lady. In verse 27, we'll skip 26. I'll explain 26 later on. In verse 27. Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. She believed that every word from Lord, I can find enough grace. Right? You think about this. Sidon and Tyre. These are the place very close to the Israel. These are just like the place the dog can eat the crumb from the table, right? Right? The dog cannot eat the crumb from the neighbor's table, right? Right? So this lady, she believed in God's word, starting from verse 24. She will never argue with God's word. If it was me, I would say, God, it's unfair. Why only Jew? Why not me? If you have this feeling, or if you have this reasoning, stop. Come back to believe, right? What do you need? Your true need is heal your daughter. Why argue with someone who can truly help you? So dumb, right? If he cannot help you, why you come? If he can help you, he's right. Why you argue? Argue means I don't believe in you, right? If you have any other source of help, why come to him? If you come to him, why not trust him once? Do you have need? If you have need, why not kneel down and pray to the Lord? Cry out, help me, my Lord. Have mercy on me. Why not? Put aside the comparison of religion. Put aside the evolution. All these questions, put aside. It's not your problem. Even if you can prove we are all come from the monkeys, can you solve your problem? Will your daughter can come out of this demon-possessed position? Can you? Can evolution save you? Can you? No. Don't be stupid, my friend. You need salvation. You need help. Just like this lady. She's your example. Example of faith. What's the faith? Faith is trusting him. Trust his word. And see the miracle afterwards, right away. Right? Now we come back to verse 26. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Wow, this is the peak of the test. I always think, if it was me, I would be offended right away. Why? How come? Compare me to the little dogs. The new KJV is translated very accurately. This word here used word is little dogs. So firstly, Jesus has definitely no humiliation here. He's not to humiliate this lady. He was just stating the truth. The difference between God's people and Gentile is like this, right? The Gentile, just like all the other creation apart from human being, no spirit, right? But God has no spirit. That's the fact. So little dog is a puppy. It's not something God wants to condemn you. So in the New Testament, the dog is the little dog. So a lot of times that word dog is just the big dog. It's different. So only this time. But why God used this example or the comparison? God just tried to remind this lady her position is different from Jews. She is a Gentile. She's not like Jews. They have the Old Testament and God's Word. Well, if I was offended, I left, nothing would happen. But this lady, she came back with a wonderful, so beautiful truth. She said, okay, even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. She said, okay, I believe you said was very right. But you know what? Even the children's table will have crumbs, will have leftovers. And you are so almighty. Even the leftovers, enough for me. Enough for me. She never challenged any word from the Lord. But she believed in all the word from the Lord, we can have my portion of grace. Right? Do you believe in that? Why argue with the Lord? Never argue with him. Always try, find some words from the Bible that you can pray to the Lord. Right? How do you do your prayer? Show how good you are? Or just read God's word to him? You say, God, that's what you says, right? You say, this bread is for children. You are very right. I'm the little dog. You are very right. A little dog can eat a crumb. Little dog can eat a crumb. And for me, the crumb is enough. Right? So which means she believed that I don't need you prepare for me, just for me. I need some crumb. I believe that the crumb is more than enough to heal my daughter. Just like the Ruth we just shared, right, this morning. Ruth was a gleaner. But you see, she was so blessed. Probably even more blessed than a lot of Jews. Never being heard by any God's word or any response from others, this lady cried out, and this lady believing God's word. But you know what? In this way of faith, she faced a lot of tests. The response of Jesus in the first place was silence. The response of the disciples was try to drive her out, right? And God's word was not putting her to the position that she can enjoy the bread at the table. Never mind. She still find a portion. What's our portion? My dear brothers and sisters, our portion is his son and daughter. So actually, when we really humble ourselves, we just put aside all our reasoning, all our whatever thought, I just simply believe in his word. All of a sudden, he will exalt you. He will exalt you. See, in verse 28, then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Great is your faith. Do you want to have this word from your Lord? I didn't recall Lord Jesus said this to any disciple. I only remember Lord Jesus say you little faith to disciples. Is that right? Huh? Did Lord say to Peter, oh, you have great faith? No, right? Lord point to Peter, Satan, come to behind me. Right? Lord said to this lady of great faith, when you humble yourself, Lord, raise you up. What's the true humility? I believe in your word, any word. I will never doubt your love. If you don't help me, I will die. I will go nowhere. If someone just want to kick me out of you, I will stay here. If you come into the chapel, you find someone is not friendly to you, what should you do? Be offended? Stay. You are not come here to look at people. You come here to hear God's word. Right? Don't look around. Look up, my dear friend. Look up. You'll see the very person you need. So today, if someone of you are not saved, remember, you come here to seek help. You are not here to show how good you are. If so, don't come here. Because people come here, they are not good. If they are good, they will not come here. So if you believe you are good, you have trouble. But if you believe you have need, welcome. I want to tell you, one person can help you. Not me, not someone sit beside you. The one looking down to you right now. So join me to look up and pray to him and say, Lord, have mercy on me. I believe in you. I'm not deserved. Even probably I'm just like little dog, but I still believe in you. You're good enough to have enough grace, even just like crumbs. It's good enough for my need because you are so powerful, right? Why you believe in God? His love, His might, His mercy, right? And finally, I want to tell you a point. Here, God tell this lady, you have great faith. Who have the great faith? Jesus. Think about this. This lady, she's a Gentile. Just like you and me. We are sinners, right? So God say we are little dog. Actually, we are. Yeah. Before we are saved, we just no spirit in us. We just walk to the hell, right? Just like living like an animal. That's the truth. But Jesus did not have any sin, right? When Jesus came down as a person and died for our sin, this is not something he deserved, right? Jesus did not exaggerate anything for this lady. What Jesus said to this lady is all truth. But when Jesus came down as a person and died for us on the cross, he did not deserve that. And when this lady cried out to Jesus, that's really what she needed. But when Jesus died for our sin on the cross, if he really cried out to the Lord, help me, save me from this moment, we all have trouble. Right? He humbled himself and put himself on God's hands and died for our sin. That's the true faith. That's the true humility. So we always see this wonderful picture in the Bible. We see the example of good faith. But finally, we all come back to Lord Jesus. We know that actually He is the one pay all the costs. If we acknowledge that we are not deserved, why should I be praised? So Jesus said, oh, you have great faith. Actually, I will say, no, I'm not deserved. I just come back to the facts, right? Right? If you tell the children, oh, you are a child, he get offended. How come you are really a child? But if you tell Jesus, you are a child, actually, he's not, right? Tell this lady, you are a sinner. She is. She was. Like you and me. Jesus was not. Trusting him, he showed you enough evidence, enough, that he died for your sin on the cross. Why not trust him? Why listen to others? Why not trust him only? So if any one of you are not saved, I invite you to make a decision today. Jesus loves you. Trusting him. And cried out the same prayer. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, we are so thankful for this wonderful privilege that we have. We have this prayer. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me. Lord, if today someone heard this news, heard this wonderful truth, but not yet saved, may your Holy Spirit touch his or her heart and save him or her. And if for those who are already saved, may we all have the faith like this mother and put aside all my pride in all my reasoning and simply trust His love and His mercy. We pray in Lord Jesus' name. Amen.